This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Mabon. Parshas Vayetze. Continuing our Shurim on Sefer Bereshis. Shurim on Sefer Bereshis are sponsored by our good friend, Dr. Zakheim Umishpachta, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Shlomo Eliezer ben Harav Yaakov Zakheim, and Le'iloi Nishmas, her mother, Rivka Bas Tuvia, the Neshama Shnei Ben Aliyah. Should be Melitza Yisharim for their whole family, Ad Bias Goyal Tzedek. Tonight's shiur is sponsored anonymously in honor of a grandson's engagement. Bez Hashem, Dar Shidduch Zal Oila Yafazain, Shabi L'Shem Lo Sefaras. Okay, so somebody once asked me a very interesting question. They wanted to know if when you're on a plane and you're learning something, if you have extra siyata d'shmaya because you're closer to shamayim. So it's hard to answer that question. But maybe from personal experience, yesterday I was flying back and I was under the gun because I had to come up with a topic for Wednesday night. So I think we came up with the most amazing topic possibly. The topic is the word hine. That's this week's topic. The word hine. Say, what? That it sounds like the most boring subject you could possibly come. I'm telling you, this is out of this world. Let's start with the pasuk that we say every Matzoi Shabbos in Havdalah. We say, hine keil Yeshua si eftach v'lay efchad. Behold, God of my salvation, I trust in Him and I'm not afraid. Kiyazi v'zimras ka Hashem, because my strength and the praise on your praise Hashem v'hil Yeshua has been my salvation. That's how Havdalah opens up. Beginning of Havdalah is, hine kel Yeshua si, behold, God of my salvation, I trust and I'm not afraid. Now there's one word in this pasuk that seems to be superfluous. It could have said the exact same thing without saying this one word, and that is the word hine. What does vihine mean? Behold. Now, do you ever speak to someone and say, you know, I was walking down the street and behold, a car pulled out of the driveway? You know, unless you're discussing in England or speaking about Shakespearean English, most people do not use the word behold. It's an archaic word. It's a very old-fashioned word. And honestly, it's a word that does not add too much to a conversation. So, what exactly does the word behold mean? How is behold adding anything to... How does the word behold add anything to a conversation? Behold, God of my salvation. Just say, Kael Yeshua si, the God of my salvation, Evtach v'lo yefchad. Does the word hine actually add anything to the meaning of the pasuk? Or, let's look into Tehillim. We say, hine, behold, lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Lo yanum v'lo yishan. He does not sleep, he does not slumber, the guardian of Israel. Why say the word hine? Hine doesn't mean anything. Behold, just say, my grandmother, Aleha Shalom, said, you know, when she was running away from the Nazis, she was a Polish, she was a daughter of the Rav of Sachachov, and she masqueraded as a Polish peasant, and she used to run from farm to farm, and sometimes the bombs would fall overhead, and she would say to herself, Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Okay, but what does the word hine add? Does the word hine have any specific meaning, or it's just some kind of poetic word that adds to the literary style of the pasuk? So let's begin with the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam that the word hine has a very specific connotation. Says Rashbam on the pasuk by Rivka that when she came to full term, it says vihine soimim bevitna, and behold, there were twins in her womb. Says Rashbam, what does the word vihine mean? Says Hashem, b'chol devar chidush ragel loymarkein. Anytime there's a novelty, anytime there's something unusual, it says the word hine. Hine means, whoa, something unusual. For example, and this is the primary example. You ready for this? This week's parsha. Vayihi vaboiker, and it was in the morning. Vihine hi Leah, and it was Leah. In other words, surprise, Yaakov. That's a pretty big surprise. Most people, when they get married, they expect in the morning to find the person they think they married. That's like, you know, most people take that for granted. But no, Yaakovinu vayhi baboiker vihine Leah. Vayhi baboiker vihine Leah. Who was it? And it wasn't Leah. The Gemara asks, it wasn't Leah in the night? No, the Gemara says, in the night it wasn't Leah. In the night, Yaakov thought it was Rachel. Not until the morning came did he realize that it was... Leah. So hine means surprise. That's the klal of the Rashbam. The word hine means surprise. Or here's another example. V'chein vayikatz paroi. Paroi woke up. V'hine chaloim, and it was a dream. What's the surprise over there? It seems that the Rashbam is saying that. It seems that the Rashbam is saying that Yosef went to sleep, Paroi went to sleep, and in his sleep he saw the seven ears of grain, seven skinny ears eating the seven fat ears, seven skinny cows eating the seven fat cows, and it was so realistic, it was so lifelike, that he thought it was really happening. So when he woke up in the middle of the night, Vihine chalom, hey Paroi, you know, get it together, you're just dreaming, this didn't actually take place. So Vihine means surprise, both by Yaakov in the morning, or if you take a look at number 7, Vativlana hashibalam hadakois, Eis sheva hashibalam abrios vahamaleois, the thin stalks swallowed the seven healthy stalks, Vayikatz Paroi, and Paroi woke up, Vihine chaloim, and it was a dream. So again, we see the word vihine means surprise. First example again, vayhi baboiker, vihine leah. Second example, vayikatz paroi, vihine chaloim. Says the Rashbam, here also, when it says that, the Wi-Fi is not working here. So when it says that she had twins, it seems like it's a surprise. So what's a surprise? Presumably, what the Rashbam is saying is that Rivka Imenu thought that she was just having one kid. She didn't think, right? Most women, when they go to the OB for their monthly checkup, if the doctor says, lady, you're having twins, most women are going to be quite surprised. So the pasuk says, Vayimlu yamel laledes vihine soimim bevitna. The days were filled for her to give birth, and there were twins in her womb. In other words, she was quite surprised that she was having twins. She didn't expect to have twins. So the bottom line is, the Rashbam is offering us the following principle, that the word vihine means, what? Surprise, a shocker. Vayhi vaboiker, vihine hileya. Vayikatz paroi, vihine chaloim. And, vayimlu yamel oledes, vihine soimim bevitna, Rivka did not expect to have had twins. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Emes Yaakov speaks many instances about the word vihine. So the first time he talks about it is in the pasuk, Vayimlu yameha laledes, and he's not satisfied with what the Rashbam says, that just it was a surprise for Rivka to have twins, because after all, many people had twins before. It's not like, I would have said, it's even though many people have twins, but it's still a surprise when it happens to you, right? I think twins is very common, or it's very normal by other people. But when you're the one who is having twins, it comes as a surprise. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, no, that can't be what Vihine is referring to. Rabbi Yaakov says, Vihine means until that point in history, a lot of people had twins, but every single person who had twins had a boy and a girl. Cain had the twin girl. Hevel had the twin girl. Others also had twins. Now, for the first time, this is a twin, two boys. So that was the Vihine. Vihine soim bevitna, says Rabbi Yaakov. That's why the pasuk emphasizes vayisroitzutzu habonim bekerba. And the boys were quarreling. Why does it have to say the boys? Because the chiddush is that this was the first time in history that there were twin boys. By the way, the same thing by Tamar. By Tamar it says, "Vayhi be'es lidata v'hinei sa'aymim bevitna." That's also a surprise. Why? Because she also was having twin boys.
V'hinei, it's not working on Zoom. Or
time. Right. So the Emes Liakov says that the surprise of the twins was the fact that it was twin boys.
How would you explain the first two?
So in other words, so now that we've established that the word vihine means a surprise, so does that really work out for the psukim? Hine kel Yeshua siyav tach v'lo yavchad? Surprise! God is the God of my salvation. I trust Him. I'm not afraid. Does not seem to work for that pasuk, or hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan sham Yisrael. It would not seem to work that hinei is a surprise over there. There, it's it would seem like it's a known idea, it's a established idea. So the rule of the Rashbam and the rule of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky that hinei is a surprise would not seem to work for hinei kel Yeshua si and hinei lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. Now, let's see another example. Take a look at number 7. Vativlana hashibalim adakois, esheva hashibalim habriois hamleois. The 7 skinny stalks swallow the 7 fat stalks. Vayikatz paroi vihine chalo. And it was a dream. So we said, the Rashbam says, what's the surprise over there? Paroi felt that the dream was so realistic that when he was dreaming that the 7 skinny stalks were eating the 7 fat stalks, he thought it was really happening. He thought it was happening in real time. And then he woke up. He was shocked that it was a dream. He thought it was really happening. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says the same thing. He says that's the reason why the Sfarim tell us that dreams could have meaning. In other words, why would a dream have any meaning? A person has crazy thoughts during the day. A person's thinking about fantasy, imagination. So that's what a person would dream about in the night. Why would a dream be significant? The answer is because when a person is dreaming, it seems so realistic. It seems like it's happening in real time. The person thinks it's really happening. So that's the idea of how a dream could possibly be realistic. However, the Mizrahi on Rashi does not concur with the Rashbam. In other words, the Rashbam says, Vihine chaloim is, hey, surprise, Paroi, this is not a dream. This is not happening in real life. This is actually a dream. But the Mizrahi says, no, that's not what Rashi is referring to. Because why would the Torah need to say, Paroi woke up, and he thought, and surprise, it's a dream, because he thought it was really happening. Says the Mizrahi, every person, when they're dreaming, thinks it's really happening. There's nothing special about Paroi, that when Paroi had a dream, he thought it was real, and then when he woke up, it was a surprise that it was only a dream. The Torah wouldn't need to say by Paroi, oh, Paroi woke up and it was only a dream. Every single person that dreams thinks it's real and then realizes it's a dream when they wake up. Now, I would say personally,
this was real.
What?
It was real.
It didn't really happen. No, I mean, 7 skinny stalks didn't actually eat. But the question is, what the Mizrahi is asking is, why would the Torah call that a surprise? It's a surprise because Paroi thought it was real, but everybody who dreams thinks it's real. Is that true? I'll share with you some personal information. I often have dreams. I know it's a dream. I'm tired. I know it's something in my imagination. I'm too tired to get up, so I go with the dream. Yeah, every time, you always think it's real? Am I the only crazy one that sometimes I'm aware that it's actually a dream?
It stings you because it's so real.
No, but I'm asking, anybody here ever experience a dream where they know at the time it's actually a dream?
I wake up out of sweat, that's what happens. Right? You think it's real.
Is it because of the dream or stam because of other things that are going on?
My body's reacting.
Yeah, but do you ever have a dream that you know it's a dream. No, while you're dreaming, you're aware it's a dream. So I think the Rashbam is saying, yeah, sometimes you could dream, and you're aware it's a dream. And the Chiddush is Paroi thought it was so real, he really thought it was happening. So, but the Mizrahi holds that when you're dreaming, you really think it's happening, you don't know it's a dream until you wake up. And therefore he interprets Vihine a little differently. You want to see how he interprets Vihine? He interprets Vihine that Paroi actually had two dreams. First he dreamed about the stalks. And then he woke up. And you know what Paroi said? No. These stalks, I'm going back to sleep. This is like a half a dream. This is not a full dream. Maybe if I go back to sleep, I'll have the full omen and the full portent of the dream, and I'll get more information. So Paroi was not ready yet to get up for the day and get an interpretation. So the first time it says, Vayikatz Paroi. The second time Paroi woke up, it was already close to the morning. So Paroi said, there's no point in going back to sleep. I think my dream is complete. And now the second time, the Torah says, Vihine chaloim means... Meaning, look at what does Rashi say on Vihine chaloim? Vihine chaloim, Vihine nishlam chaloim shalem. And behold, it was complete, a complete dream, lefanav, v'hutzrach lepoisrim, and it needed to be interpreted. In other words, the way the Mizrahi learns is the first time Vayikas Paroi, Paroi woke up, but he sort of said, okay, I'm going to go back to sleep. But now Paroi's ready to Vihine chaloim. The dream is now complete, v'hutzrach lepoisrim, and it needs interpretation. So again, bottom line is that there seems to be a general rule that Vihine is either a surprise, and by the way, how does the Mizrahi learn Vihine? Vihine chaloim. Meaning, and now it's a complete dream. Vihine means, and now. Where does the word hine come from according to the Mizrahi? Vihine would mean like hena, now. So most instances it seems like vihine means something new. And the Mizrahi says vihine kamin, and now as well. Okay, now... Let's try to apply this to some cases. Again, it doesn't seem to apply to Hine Elayonim V'Layishin Sham Yisrael, and it doesn't seem to apply to Hine Kel Yeshuasi. Take a look at number 12. In number 12, it seems like it's on again. The Wi-Fi. Vayhi Achrei Hadvar Ma'ila. It was after these matters. Vayomer LeYosef, Hine Avicha Choyla, behold your father sick. Anybody remember what the Gemara says about Metziah? The Gemara says in Pei Zayin that until Yaakov Avinu, people would be walking down the street, and then they would be in the next world. It was a very smooth transition. You know, you're walking down the street on this world, and then a moment later, you're upstairs in the next world. No advance warning, no sickness, no illness, no hospital stay. Person just went straight to the world to come. Asa Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu came, Ba Rachame, he asked for mercy, the Hava Chulsha, and there was a weakness. Shenemar, Vayomer LeYosef, Hine Avicha Choyla. Asked the Marsha, from where does the Gemara see in this Pasuk that it was a new thing that people never got sick until Yaakov Avinu? In other words, the Gemara somehow is darshaning from this Pasuk that until Yaakov Avinu, nobody got sick, and from Yaakov Avinu on, people got sick. Where in this Pasuk do you see that sickness was like a chiddush, something new? So what would you say? Based on what we learned, Rabbi Yeshaya Pick answers the Marshal's Kasha, that the Gemara darshaned it from the word, Hine. Behold, your father's sick. What's the behold? What's the new thing? The answer is, the new thing is that until now, nobody ever got sick before. From this word, hine, the Gemara is darshaning that it's a chiddush, that until Yaakov Avinu, nobody ever got sick. And from Yaakov Avinu and on, it became a novelty that people became ill. So here, what we're learning is that hine being a davar chiddush is not just a matter of grammar. It actually is a source of drushos of chazal. Meaning chazal darshan, that from this pasuk we could learn that until Yaakov Avinu nobody ever became ill, and from Yaakov Avinu and on, it became a new phenomenon that people got ill before they died. Okay, check out the next pasuk. Look at number 17. Vayagid leYaakov, it was told to Yaakov Avinu. Vayomer, and he said, Hine bincha Yosef ba'elecha. Behold, your son Yosef is coming to you. So Yaakov got a message. Behold, your son Yosef is coming to you. What's behold? So Rav Shlomo Kluger says, from this pasuk we could learn that Yosef HaTzadik never visited Yaakov Avinu. And he quotes a practice of the Maharami Rotenberg, that from the time Maharami Rotenberg became the Gadol Hadar, he never visited his father. Why? Because he was very busy. He was teaching Klal Yisrael, so he was exempt from Kibbut Av. And he never asked his father to visit him, because his father was just a regular, simple person. So what about Yaakov and Yosef, says the Maharami Rotenberg, Rav Shlomo Kluger. Yosef, from the time he became king, he never visited his father, because he couldn't. He was a melech. Yaakov, on the other hand, always visited Yosef, because Yosef wanted Yaakov to visit him, because Yaakov Avinu was a great person, so Yosef wanted him to visit him. But now that Yaakov was sick, Yaakov couldn't visit Yosef. So that's what it means. Vayomer, hinecha bincha Yosef ba. Behold, Yosef's coming. But until now, Yosef never came. Remember, Shlomo Kluger says, from this pasuk, we could learn that Yosef did not visit Yaakov Avinu. I mean, look in the Chumash. Do you ever see Yosef visiting? From the moment Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, do you find one time that Yosef came to Yaakov? You don't see it. Why? Because Yaakov visited Yosef. But now Yaakov was sick. So vayomer hincha bincha Yosef ba'ilecha. It was a chiddush. So we're learning almost all the time that it says the word hine. Hine is like a novelty. Be it vayehi ba'boker v'hine leya. That's like the king of all of them. That's like the biggest surprise of all. Hine leya. Or v'hine soymin bevitna. It was a chiddush. She was having twins. Or it was a chiddush that it was twin boys. Or we have the pasuk vayikatz paroi v'hine chaloim. He couldn't believe it was a dream. He thought it was actually real. Or it says hine choyla vayomer Yosef hine avicha choyla, from which Chazal learn no one ever got sick before. This was the first time someone got sick before they died. Common cold, but the sickness and the death were not related. Could it? L'chaira, people got sick, you know. People always got sick, but the being sick before one died was not the regular occurrence. Yeah? Okay, let's see if we could examine a couple more instances, and if it will shed any light on these psukim, Hine lo yonav lo yishan shami Yisrael, and Hine kel Yeshua si evtach v'lo yevchad. Let's take a look in number 19. Vayehi hu terem kila ledaber. Remember Eliezer said a whole tefillah. He said, God Almighty, hakrino lefanei hayoim, make it happen today. And as he's finishing getting the words out of the mouth, vihine Rivka yoytzes, oh, behold, Rivka was coming out. What's the vihine over here? So I would have said the surprise is that usually if you daven, okay, the tefillah has to go up, and the malachim have to let it through, and the Ribbono Shel Olam has to examine it, and Hashem has to decide when he's going to listen to it. And here, he didn't even get the words out of his mouth, and the tefillah was already answered. That's a surprise. That's talk about quick response. That's what I would have said the Vihine is. So the Mahari Asad, Rabbi Yehuda Asad, he says another pshat. He says, the Medrash says Besua was a wealthy guy. Most wealthy people don't have their like teenage daughters cleaning up, you know, their restrooms. Most people don't have their girls, you know, taking care of their sheep. And here it is, Besuel is a very wealthy person. He's a governor, he's an Oishar, and he sends out his young daughter Rivka to tend to his sheep, to go to the well. What's Rivka doing out there all by herself? Why would Besuel do that? The answer is, surprise! This is something out of the ordinary. Besuel would never do such a thing. Why did it happen? Because Eliezer was davening that Yitzchak should find a shidduch. So the surprise was, on this occasion, this unusual occurrence happened, and Rivka herself came out, even though you would never have expected such a thing to happen. But let's see another possibility. Take a look at number 20. The Ra'ahu HaKoyen, Bayom HaShvi, the Koyen will see the Nega on the seventh day. V'hinei HaNega Omad Be'inav, and the Nega was stationary in his eyes, and Loifasa HaNega Ba'ar, the Nega did not spread in the skin. V'ezgira HaKoyen Shvas Yomim Shenis. Here we have the word vihine. The Kohen will see it on the seventh day. Vihine! What does the word vihine mean over there? It's an amazing thing. Says the Bala Turim, hine means surprise! Hine means surprise. What's the surprise? The surprise is he hasn't looked at it for 7 days. The Kohen has absolutely no idea what's vas titzach with the nega. So it's a surprise for him that after 7 days, usually after 7 days, the wound begins to heal. The tzaras looks exactly the same as it did originally. So that's, the Baal Turim says it's a surprise. And therefore, if you look in the Sefer Divrei Pinchas, which is a contemporary Sefer, he says, by Rivka also, there is a very big surprise. The surprise is, Chazal say, that Rivka Yimenu was such a tsanua, she didn't go out into the public, especially in front of other shepherds. She actually never ventured outside of her family's home before in her whole life, the Medrash says. The Medrash says this was the first time in the life of Rivka that Rivka ever left the house. So that's the pshat. Eliezer couldn't even get the words out of his mouth, and the shidduch he was hoping for the first time in her life, makes a guest appearance by the well. V'hinei Rivka yotzeis. It was a big shocker. It was a big surprise. Look at number 23. Remember when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu? The cloud was removed from the tent. V'hine Miriam mitzayras kashaleg, and Miriam was a leper like snow. V'hine, what's the v'hine? So I would have said, that's a big shocker. Because you think this is the only time anyone in all of Klal Yisrael ever said a word about another person that deserved tzaras? I mean, what did Miriam say already? She said, Moshe Rabbeinu, who does he think he is? Listen to what Miriam said. Miriam said, Hashem spoke to Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu never separated from his spouse. Is Moshe greater than Avraham? In other words, she didn't. Look at the disparaging remarks she made about Moshe. She said, Avraham Avinu is all the way up here. Moshe is just like that. He's not like that. You think Moshe, it's like she said, Moshe doesn't know the whole Yushalmi Baal Peh with every Karban Ha'edah. There's one Karban Ha'edah at the end of Masechta Uksin that Moshe Avinu doesn't know Baal Peh. I mean, halavai, they should say that about us. Think about what Miriam said. Miriam didn't criticize Moshe. Miriam said, he's only as great as Avraham Avinu. And you don't think anyone in the history of Klal Yisrael ever said a similar type of remark about somebody? The answer is probably they did. But they never got saras. So Miriam, who by the way, she saved Moshe Rabbeinu's life, you would have expected that perhaps her good deeds would have been enough to protect her from getting tzaras. And the answer is no. God says to her, why do you speak about Moshe? And the next second is, surprise, the Gedoy Lahadar is being punished that she's Chashuva Kemes. That's how I would have learned the Vihine. The Divrei Pinchas says, perhaps, the surprise is, the Medrash says, that when Aaron looked at her, the tzaras went away. And when he turned away, the tzaras came back. So that was a shocker. You know, why would the tzaras be dependent on whether Aaron looked at her or not? And that's the vihine by Miriam. So that's
the second vihine?
That's what?
The second vihine?
Oh. That right. In other words, he's talking about the second vihine. So I would say pshan the first vihine. Thank you. I would say the first vihine is the fact that she was a mitzayra in general. The ha'anon sar me'al oyal vihine Miriam mitzayras kasholek. So basically, this is where I was holding this morning, and I sort of did not have a very good pshat in hine kel Yeshua si eftach v'lo yefchad, and hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shamar yisra. And then I realized that if you're going to give a shir on the word hine in Parshas Vayetze, it's actually a very good parsha to give a shir on the word v'hine. And this dawned on me, mamish, right before I printed the sheet, because if you look in the beginning of the parsha, almost every single word is v'hine. And that's not even why I gave the shir on it. I didn't even realize it. And then I realized the entire, this week's parsha is Parshas V'hine. Watch this. Vayachaloim V'hine Sulam Mutzav Arza. He had a dream, and behold, the ladder was standing on the ground. V'hine Malachei Elohim. And then again, V'hine Hashem Nitzav Alav. And then, V'hine Anoichi. So first of all, what do the V'hine's mean here? And why in the world does it say V'hine every other word? You ever realize that? What's going on in the beginning of this week's parasha? V'ayach Eloim, V'hine Sulam, Mutzav Arza.
Rabbi is muted.
What exactly is the V'hine Sulam, Mutzav Arza over here? So then I thought maybe you could say he had a dream. Now in a dream you could see a ladder, but most of the time the ladder has to be leaning on something. Like on Monday, on this past Sunday we went to Ramsgate, we went to the kever of Moses Montefiore. On Monday we went to the East End of London, and we went to an ancient cemetery. In the cemetery there were three old chief rabbis. One of them was Rev Solomon Herschel. And then in a side cemetery there was Rev Tevela Schiff. Rev Tevela Schiff was the Rebbe of Rev Nosson Adler. Also in that cemetery was the Baal Shem of London. You ever hear the Baal Shem of London? Probably not. All the pictures of the Baal Shem Tov that you saw, they're all forgeries. That's not what the Baal Shem Tov. It's not even a picture of the Baal Shem Tov. All the pictures that they have of the Baal Shem Tov are the Baal Shem of London. Now, who's the Baal Shem of London? He was an alchemist. He was an alchemist. He was a magician. And he was a very good magician. In fact, he won the lottery in London by guessing the numbers. And he became a multimillionaire. He was thrown out of Holland for these type of activities. And very interesting personality. Whether I was going to go to his kever or not, it doesn't matter, because it was locked. So there was so we knocked on the door next to the Beis Olam, and it actually had a little mezuzah on it, and the guy let us in, and the wall around the cemetery was about 13 or 14 feet high, and he gave us a ladder. We decided not to climb up. Later, we found out it was a good thing we didn't climb up the ladder, because the last people who did it spent the night somewhere where we'd rather not have to be. So, anyway, in this cemetery you have the Baal Shem of London. So one thing is good to know is that all the pictures of the Baal Shem Tov are of this alchemist, the Baal Shem Lam. Also, in the cemetery that was open, Rothschild is buried there. So we were zeicha to be at Rothschild's kever. Anyway, so most ladders, they have to be leaning on something. If they're not leaning on anything, then they're going to topple over. So I would say, surprise, he had a dream. You know what was in the dream? There was a ladder. It was standing on the ground. The head of it was in the sky. And that's a surprise, because otherwise the ladder would fall down. How does a ladder stand on the ground and go up to the sky? And then, V'hinei Malachei Elohim. Another surprise is, you know who's going up and down the ladder? Not the Pied Piper. It was angels going up and down. That was a surprise. And a third surprise is, you know who was all the way on the top of the ladder? God was on the top of the ladder. That's what I would have said. But then I had a question. What's it? V'hinei Anochi Imach. Surprise, I'm going to be with you? What's the surprise? So I looked around. I looked in the Malbim. I looked in all the Mefarshim. I said, let me look in the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. And sure enough, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh offers a new pshat in the word Vihine. This is like as we're going to. What does Aruch Chaim HaKadosh say? Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, most dreams are not really definitive information. As we know, ki chaloy meshavheim, dreams are empty, they're vanity. And even if they're truthful, they'll have a lot of tevin and a lot of straw, because a dream is just like an expression of a person's imagination and a person's fantasy. But not so the dream of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu wasn't having a dream. Yaakov Avinu was having a nevuah. If he was having a nevuah, then all the information he was seeing was absolutely definitive. It was precise information. And in order to indicate that the information was exact and precise, says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, every single thing that Yaakov Avinu saw, it says vihine. Vihine means behold, this is what is. This is the reality. This is not a chaloim, this is a nevuah, and this is exactly what will be. Therefore, vayah chaloim. And it was an actual ladder which represented something real. And there were actual malachim that represents actual malachim. And God was actually there definitively, decisively. No, there's no haziness, there's no cloudiness. Most dreams, you have a dream, you could see the person, you can't see the person, it is meaningful, it's not meaningful, it is significant, it's not significant, it is ominous, it's not. No, this is not a dream, this is not something that needs to be interpreted. This was a nevuah. And to indicate the preciseness of every single detail, it says, Vihine, says Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Ulazet timsa shadiktek loimar, b'chol prad uprad mehanigla ila b'chaloim, vihine, by the Rias HaSulam, by the Rias HaMalachim, by the Malachi Elohim, to indicate, and also, hakavana b'zeh, ki hoisa nevua mamish. In other words, vihine means machlet b'rayasai. Definitive. No, I wouldn't say it applies to all of them. But I think according to Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, we've discovered a new definition of the word vihine. Vihine means definitively, absolutely.
But Aruch, it has to work. I mean, that has to be vihine chaloy. It's the same word, right?
Well, by para, at least we know it was a surprise. There we could learn, like the Rashbam, that it was a surprise. By para, no, it wasn't a nevuah, because para can't have nevuah. He's not a Navi. But by Yaakov Avinu, it's...
How is Aruch Chaim touching that? If he's defining it, it has to be consistent.
No, not. I don't know that every single time in Chumash it says vihine, it has to be... In other words...
No, but in this,
only by Yaakov Avinu. In other words, Paroi doesn't have nevuah. Paroi can't have nevuah. So there, vihine means surprise. It was a dream. He thought it was real, and it's a surprise that it was a dream. But also by Paroi, it doesn't say vihine by every single detail, because he may have had haziness and cloudiness by some of the details. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh is saying the fact that it keeps on repeating hine, 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 that means a certain level of definitiveness. So this was very important to me, because Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says a similar idea about Hine in Parshas Vayera. Take a look at number 28. Vayomru Elav, they said to him, Ayisar Eshtecha, where's Sarah? Vayomer, Bo'ohel, said she's in the tent. That's not what it says. Vayomer, Hine Bo'ohel. Says Rashi, Tznuahi, she's modest. She's modest. Who asked Rashi to comment anything over here? Is there a problem? The Malachim asked Avram an innocent question. Where's Sarah? So Avram's giving a straightforward answer. She's in the tent. How does Rashi know that what Avram Avinu was saying was that she's modest? They asked him where she is, and he answered. Who says he's commenting on her modesty or lack thereof? I mean, Rashi doesn't just comment for the fun of it. Rashi says she's modest. Where in the pasuk does Rashi see that Avram Avinu is saying, by the way, Well, you're asking where she is? I just want you to know she's modest. Who's? How does the Gemara know? And Rashi would only quote a Gemara if you need the Gemara to explain pshat in the pasuk. It's something lacking in the pasuk that Rashi needs to add the detail that Avraham Avinu is conveying, by the way, she's modest. That one simple question. Where's the lady? So he said, she's in the tent. Who said anything about modesty?
Well, you didn't even need to say hine. They could have just said bo.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So why did he say hine?
Okay.
So Rabbi Yaakov says like this. Hine has another meaning. Hine could mean it's pashat. Not surprise. Until now, we learned hine means a shocker. Hine could also mean the opposite. It's pashut. And therefore, that's how Rashi knew that Avraham Avinu was saying she's modest. Meaning, the malachim say, where's Sarah? And I was saying, what kind of dumb question is that? Where's Sarah? She's at Tzanua. She's in the tent. How does Rashi know? In other words, how do Chazal know that Avraham Avinu is conveying that she's modest? Because otherwise, why did he say hine? Hine doesn't mean shocker. She's in the tent because she's not a prutza chas v'shalom. Hine means it's pashut. What kind of ridiculous shaila is it? Where is she? It's like asking, where's Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is in the Beis HaMedrash. So you're asking, where's Sarah? Where else is she? She's in the tent. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. This pshat in Hine is like the Archaim HaKadosh's pshat in Hine in this week's parasha. V'hine meaning like it's definitive, it's clear, it's obvious, it's overt, it's blatant. Now we're going to share with you a situation where I'm not so clear about the meaning. And I want to point out something very interesting. Vayomer Yitzchak al Avraham Aviv. Yitzchak said to Abraham, Vayomer Avi? Vayomer Hineni, Vini. Vayomer Yitzchak said, Hine ha'esh v'ha'etzim. Behold, here's the fire and the wood. But Dad, where's the sheep? So what does Hine mean here? It doesn't mean surprise. Surprise! Here's the wood and the fire. I mean, Avraham Avinu is the one bringing it. He knows that there's the wood and the fire. He's saying, what's he saying? What's the Vihine saying? It's Pashut, meaning it's Pashut that this is the fire and the wood. What does that mean? It's Pashut, this is the fire and the wood.
Going on, yeah?
Right.
So where in the world is...
So you think Hine, it's Pashut, makes sense over here. It's Pashut that we have the... But he's talking about the fire and the wood. It's Pashut that this is the fire and this is the wood.
Why would you say that it's a surprise?
This is a surprise that there's a fire here?
No, it's a surprise that Yitzhak's not realizing he's going to be the carbon.
No, but the word Hine is going on the Eish and the Eitzim.
He sees because he sees everything and he doesn't see the carbon. So the Chayro, who is the carbon? He realizes he's the carbon.
No, but he knew it before. He knew it's going to be a carbon. It's not new to him.
Yeah.
I would say Hine here means... The one thing I know for sure, meaning maybe like the Archaim HaKadosh. There's one thing I know definitively. I know there's a fire here. That I know. I know there's a wood over here. But I'm a little confused. Where's the sheep?
Maybe it's in realization.
Yeah, but he knew, Rabbi.
Because afterwards it's Vayechu Shneihem Yachta. This was the realization, and then afterwards it's Shneihem Yachta. They were on the same page.
So now it's dawning on it. So what's the Hine trying to say?
Everything is here. He sees the Eish.
It's time to execute. That's what it means.
And the realization that he's the carbon, and then they went Shneihem Yachta.
Rabbi, he knew it's a Koban. It's time to execute.
So, okay, I'm just going to specifically, the Hine is communicating that it's obvious that the fire in the wood, but where's the sheep? And then it hits him.
Yeah, everybody knows the Hine is usually right in front of the words that it's trying to describe or whatever.
Right.
So the Hine would be a little out of place.
Yeah, I don't think it's going on the sheep. I mean, it would have to be, it's clear that this is the fire and this is the wood. Okay, one more example, then I want to point out something very interesting. Vayisa Avraham Asenav. Avraham lifted his eyes. Vayar, and he saw Vihine Ayel. It's a ram. says the Sfarno, and I think the Sfarno is learning, Vihine is a surprise, that when it's a ram, who says you can bring the ram? If you're walking down the street, oh, wow, that's a nice Lexus. I'm going to be makriv it as a carbon. Yeah. I mean, how did Avraham know that he could take it? Look in the Sfarno. He understood that the aisle appeared with the will of God. And there's no chash gezel. Because he saw that it wasn't there a minute ago. And vihine aisle, out of nowhere, the aisle appeared. So he realized God made it come there. Because it wasn't there 2 seconds ago. Vihine aisle. A second ago, there was no aisle. And then immediately, take of roi aisle. So the Sfarno is learning vihine means what? Surprise. Something that wasn't known until then. But look at Rashi. Rashi says, vihine ayil, it was an ayil designated from the 6 days of creation. Says the Sifzei Chacham, how does Rashi know that this was an ayil designated from the 6 days of creation? Because otherwise, why does it say vihine? So how does the Sifzei Chachamim understand the word vihine? He seems to understand the word vihine, something that's been prepared and designated. That's a new meaning. So let's review the different possibilities of the word vihine. The Mizrahi said, vihine means... that the Mizrahi says vihine means and now, meaning as opposed to before, and now, which by the way is the same thing as a surprise is something that happened now and not before. I think it's the same meaning. In other words, the Mizrahi learns by the dream of Paroi. Paroi woke up, and now it's a full dream as opposed to before it wasn't a full dream. So in other words, that is very consistent with the meaning, surprise. Surprise means something that I didn't recognize and realize and fully comprehend until now. That's what a surprise is. So one meaning of vihine is surprise, now, and I don't think that works in the psukim. Hine kel Yeshua siyavtach. And hine lo yonam v'leishon. There's no surprise over there. There's nothing that's happening now. God was always the God of my salvation. God never slept. Unless it means, now I realize, until I always, maybe, I wasn't sure, I didn't have the faith, I didn't have the bitach, I didn't have the emunah, and now I realize and I comprehend that I have no one to rely on and God is there for me. Maybe. Or, the way Rashi learns, hine means prepared and designated. Could that be what it means? Hine kel Yeshua si evtach v'lech evchad. God has designated himself and prepared himself that he's the Ribbon Shel, my salvation, and I trust in him. God has prepared himself, hine, he's designated and prepared, lo yonum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. I would prefer to think that the Hine in these two psukim is like the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains the Hine in the dreams, in the Chaloim of Yaakov Avinu. Vayachalom, and he had a dream. But don't think this is a dream like Paro's dream. This is not hazy, this is not fuzzy, there's no ambiguity, there's no uncertainty. Yaakov Avinu saw definitively, without any question, that there was a Sulam Mutzavarza, and its significance was unquestionable. And there were angels going up and down, and that was not ambiguous, that was definitive. And the Ribbono Shel was standing on top of it, and there was no question about that. And then Aseh Hashem says, V'hine Anoichi Imach, no questions, not probably I'm with you, 90% I'm with you, 99% Vihine, definitively I'm with you. And therefore, perhaps, as a declaration of Emunah, When a person declares his faith that the Ribbono Shel is with him and ready to save him and ready to help him, ready to be with him, and Hashem never slumbers and Hashem is never going to look away and Hashem's going to stand with us our whole life to help us be successful, the correct word to use is Hine Kel Yeshua Siyatach. Definitively, unquestionably, without any sveikos, without any doubts, without any challenges. Hine Lo Yonum V'lo Yishan Shem Yisrael. And I think that's a very beautiful understanding of these psukim. According to Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, Hine is a statement of absoluteness, of clarity, of definitiveness, like in the Nevuah of Yaakov Avinu. And I think it would give us a very profound insight into these psukim of Emuna and Bitachain. Hine, Hine means a statement, a fact, without question, without uncertainty, without any ambiguity. Hine kel Yeshua si eftach v'lo yefchad. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan shomer Yisrael. So even though you thought that a shir on the subject of Hine would be uninteresting, and behold, it was one of the best shiurim you heard, at least today. Thank you for coming, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Shkoyach. Shocking. Surprise. Last thing, right. So it comes out that this is the clincher. You could go if you want, but this is the clincher. So Hine could have two opposite meanings. One meaning is surprise. A surprise, something that wasn't known until now. Something that...
revealed.
Unexpected.
But it was revealed.
Until now, nobody knew. It was a complete shocker. It was out of the blue. It was something that nobody ever heard of. Undefinitive, unclear. And the other meaning of Hine is, as Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, Davar Mukhlat, something that's absolutely definitive. Rashi says, in the last printing of the Maamar Kohen's Parshas Truma, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, that the word ledashnoi means to remove the ashes. Why? Ki yesh milois b'lashon ivris, mila achas mischalefes b'pisrain. One word could be interpreted both ways. Binyan ustira, kamoi v'tashresh, and tisharesh. Vatashesh means could uproot and to root. So in Lashon HaKodesh, there's a very interesting phenomenon. That one word can mean something and its exact opposite. And I think that's what we see with the word Hine. Hine means a surprise, something people didn't recognize, something people didn't know, something that was unheard of until now. And Hine means definitive, absolutely, designated from beforehand, without any uncertainty, without any doubt. So this would be an example of what Rashi says in Parshat Truma, that one word in Lashon HaKodesh can mean two exact opposite things, and it's not brought in for stylistic purposes, it's not brought in for literary purposes, it's a word from which Chazal darshan, from the word Hine we darshan, no one ever got sick before, it's an actual drush of Chazal. From Hine we learn that Paroi thought it was actually real. And we also learn from the word Hine that when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation for Klal Yisrael, it's absolute, it's definitive without any question.
Also, Hine backwards is Hine.
Right. So you could, whether forward or backwards, yeah, very good. Thank you very much. Okay, everyone, have a good one. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.